This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, January 5th. God's word to you today is unique. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 1, verse 6, from the Message translation, and it says, "There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears." God works in us, with us, and for us, not without us and not against us. Most times, when something uncomfortable happens, we blame people, we blame the devil, but we do not consider that God may want to use that experience to change us or grow us. When you cooperate with God, it can be uncomfortable. So when something awkward happens, ask yourself, how does God want to use this to change me? If we do not cooperate with God, we may be spared the discomfort, but we remain unchanged. If you do not cooperate with God, you may have a relationship with God, but nobody will see the difference in your life. If you do not cooperate with God, you may have a tag, Christian, but like the Bible says, you will be denying the power thereof. If you do not cooperate with God, you can clap like a Christian, jump like a Christian, shout hallelujah like a Christian, but you will be void of the power of God. If you do not cooperate with God, it means that you have chosen your own race. It means that you have chosen to submit to your own will, and that is not a good place to be. I pray that that will not be your story in the name of Jesus. Amen. For you and I to cheer up, when our change seems distant, we need to embrace the big picture and we need to cooperate with God, the artist. The third truth is, to cheer up when change seems distant, I need to accept my unique process. I need to accept my uniqueness and the uniqueness of my own process. The truth is, we're all on a journey, and this journey is a process, not an event. An event is something that just happens, and that's it. No, your life is not an event. Your life is a journey, a process. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "And I'm sure that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on that day when Jesus comes back again." This is taken from the Living Bible translation. Kindly underline and circle the words "began," "continue," "finished" from the scripture I just read in your Bible. The Bible says, God began the good work. He will continue it, and when will he finish? Does the Bible say, when you get married, or when you have your children, or when you make your first billion? When does the Bible say God will finish the work in you? The Bible says, when Christ comes back again. So until you see Jesus, you are on a journey. Until we see Jesus, there will still be a need for God to mold you and I. Therefore, you need to accept your journey. Accept the uniqueness of your journey. Just accept it. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "And I'm sure that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on that day when Christ Jesus comes back again." This passage is taken from the Living Bible. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I ask for the grace to accept my unique process and journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.